And we are recording. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Our message last week was on seeing the Father clearly, seeing his nature, seeing him clearly. And we praise God for the word of God for last week. And Robert also preached a great message that you should listen to, and then listen to last week's message, and then listen to this week's message, because his word was very good. And so we praise God. Today, I'd like to go to the fact that we need to see Father's love clearly. Seeing Father's love clearly. Seeing Father's love clearly. James 2:8 says this in the New King James Version. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. The love of the Father, when we see that clearly, that should translate to us loving one another clearly. We should love each other with that same love that the Father loves us with. And for the last year, the Lord has taught me what that looks like. He taught me how do we do that? I thought I was loving everybody the way God loved me, when I thought I was loving. But I wasn't loving with the Father's love, and he taught me that. One thing I was looking and saw that in America, we have one word for love. I love my cat. I love my dog. I love my food. And then we say, I love my wife or I love my husband. Okay. Does that mean that the love you have for your wife or your husband is on the same level with the cat and the dog or the food? Other countries, that's right, Lonnie. Lonnie said no. That's right, Lonnie. In other countries, they have different words. Love is, and even in the Greek language, there's a different word for love. Every type of love has a different word. In America, we just lump everything in there with that love word. And so, and that's confusing. That's confusing. And people don't really know what love really is, because there's no word in our language that expresses the real love, the love of God. So we have to go back to agape, the Greek word for love. God is love, the Bible says, and love never fails. Love never fails. So when did God become love? He's always been love. He's always been love. Before creation, God was love. After creation, God was love. During Adam and Eve's failure, God was love. All through the Old Testament, God was love. God has always been love. God wanted a creation that had the capacity to love like he did, that had that capacity to love him the way that he loved us. And then take that same love and love others with it. That was God's desire. He's always been love. And sometimes when we look at the Old Testament, we look at Adam and Eve, and we look at the fact that that God drove them out of the garden, we think that's not love. And could it be that we just don't know what love looked like? Could it be that we don't know what the real love of God is? On what it looks like. So then, when we see the love of God, we don't understand that it's the love of God. We think it's something else because we don't understand God's love. Sometimes we think the love of God is weak, but God's love is never weak. It never is weak, it's strong, and it never fails. God drove Adam and Eve out of the garden for their own benefit and ours. They had sinned, they no longer had the true nature of God in them. They had the nature of the enemy in them. And had they stayed in the garden and ate from the tree of life, they would have been in that state forever. But God, in his love and his mercy, drove them out. so that there will be a chance of salvation for them and us. So we need to see the love of God clearly. Some of us have not seen God's love in our own lives clearly. We've seen the working of God in our lives, and we thought God was cruel or this and that and the other, and it's just the love of God keeping us, teaching us, and showing us his great love. Even during the Old Testament, when the cities was destroyed and all of that, that was the love of God. That was the love of God. Because God knew he was sending Jesus, a Savior, to save the world from sin. Someone said in Bible study that God didn't condemn man, he never has. He condemned sin in the flesh, the word of God said. So God condemns sin, but he loves us. He hates sin, but he loves us. He loves us. He loves us. Even in this, the destroying of Sodom and Gomorrah, that was an act of love and mercy. Because God wanted to have a virgin so that Jesus could be born and he could die for the sin of mankind. So that was the love of God being merciful. The love of God being merciful. Sometimes we don't get what we want. We don't get it just like we think we ought to get it. And we get mad and we don't realize that's just the love and mercy of God. Because if you got what you wanted, you might not even serve God no more. You might even go your own way or do your own thing. Somebody might get hurt. But the love of God is very merciful. And it's above all other gods. All other love, I mean. All other love. God is love. Let's look at 1 John 4:7. 1 John 4:7. And I think we're going to look at all the way down to the 11th verse in that chapter. 1 John 4, beginning at the 7th verse. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. 8th verse. He who does not love does not know God. For God is love. Now notice it didn't say you weren't born again, but it said you don't know God. You can be born again and don't know God. You can be married and don't know your spouse. And your spouse don't know you. You married. Legally you married. Your husband and wife. But you don't know each other. You haven't gotten taken the time to know one another. So verse 8 said, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. You can't love without knowing God. Verse 9, and in this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. So God's love for us was manifested. If love is not seen, manifest means to be seen. If love is not seen or not manifested, that is not love. You can tell somebody you love them all day long, but if you're not showing that love in your actions, then that's not love. Same thing with God. We can say we love God, but our actions toward him determines our love. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So love is an action word. It's not an adjective. It's not something that you just say. Love is an action word. Verse 10, and this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. We didn't love God in the beginning, but God loved us because we could not love God without knowing God. And we don't only can know God through his Son. So God sent his Son to be the payment for our sin. And that was love, the Bible said. This is love. Not words, but deed. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us. Even from the beginning, He loved us. See His love clearly. He loved you. He loves us. And sent His Son to be the propitiation or payment for our sin. Verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Since God loved us, and once you know that God loves you, then through His love, we're going to see later in our message that we can love one another. Did you know that knowing Jesus produces love? Knowing Jesus produces love. Let's go to 1 John 17, 3. I think I got that wrong. Should be Gospel of John 17, 3. I think it's Gospel of John 17, 3. And this is eternal life, that they may know Him, or may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. This is eternal life. Eternal life is knowing God. Knowing God and knowing His Son, whom God sent. This is eternal life. If you don't know God's love, you really don't know God. We can only know God by knowing Him through His love for us. If we don't know the love of God for us, we don't really know God. We're missing something. If you don't know God's love for you, you're missing something that God wants you to know, that God wants you to have in your heart. Eternal life is knowing Father's love. Eternal life is knowing Father's love. Why? Because knowing the Father is knowing His love. Knowing Him is knowing His love. Eternal life is knowing His love. 1 John 4:8 says this: He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. If we don't love, then we don't know God, for God is love. He's love. He's love. Remember, His love ain't wimpy, it ain't weak. Love, the love of God is powerful. The love of God is powerful. It was powerful enough to get Jesus here, powerful enough for Jesus to go through the cross and die for our sins, and powerful enough to raise Him up from the dead, and powerful enough for us to get born again. Let's look at Romans 5:5. Because the Holy Spirit is love also. Romans 5:5. And the Bible says Jesus is love. I mean, you cannot take love out of its nature. Romans 5:5 says this: Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Who pours this love of God out in our hearts? Holy Spirit does. Holy Spirit does. Holy Spirit pours Himself in our hearts because He is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love. And He pours Himself out in our hearts. And that love of God is poured out in our hearts. I was reading somewhere and it said, and I might have been reading that this morning, and it said that we first know God's love by faith. When you get born again, you believe He loves you because He sent Jesus. And then in relationship with Him, you really get to experience and know His love. First, that love is faith. You believe it. But then as you walk with Him, as you talk with Him, you spend time with Him, you get to know His love. You get to experience His love. You get to count on that love. You get to know that that love is going to be there no matter what. God is still going to love you. The new birth manifests the agape love of God. Let's go to 1 John 3:14. 1 John 3:14. We know that we have passed from death to life. You know when you're born again. That's talking about new birth. We know we have passed from death to life because what? We love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. The test of the new birth is the love of God. The new birth is the reception of the nature of God, and God is love. Once we're born again, we receive God's nature in us, and God's nature is love. God's nature is love. So love is in the born-again believer. Whether you let that love manifest or not, that love is there. Every now and then, without you even realizing that, that love shows, it comes out. And you'll say to yourself, oh, why did I do that? Why did I get mad? Why did I give to them when they didn't give to, and they're not giving to me? Why am I treating them good when they not treat when they treat me bad? So the new birth is a reception of the nature of God, which is love. When you receive God in your heart, and that's when you receive Jesus. When we receive Jesus in our hearts, the Father came too, and the love of God, his nature, his love came in us. His love is in you and me. And it came at the new birth. So now we have a new commandment, Jesus said in John 13:34, agape. God came to give us a new commandment. John 13:34 says this, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. A person that's not born again cannot manifest the love of God. Only born again believers can manifest the love of God. Not all believers are manifesting his love to the fullness, but it's there to be manifested. I saw in the news, it's sad that someone tried to assassinate Trump, one of the presidential candidates. And wound up killing innocent person, wounded some more, all because of a political disagreement. The love of God was not in that. And I don't care if the person claimed they know God, they might claim they do. A lot of people do things, they say they're doing it in the name of the Lord, but it's not. That's not God's love. That's not the love of God. You don't shoot somebody because you disagree with them. You don't try to assassinate somebody because you don't like them or you disagree with them. That's not the love of God. None of that should be not once in a believer. Not once should we do things out of revenge. Not once should we do anything out of hate. That we should allow the love of God to come forth from us. And if we do act out of love, then we have repentance. We have repentance. So let us pray. Pray. Pray for the body of Christ. And I think the world would be better if we in the body of Christ love one another like the Bible says, because the next verse, John, the Gospel of John 13:35 says this, by this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. The body of Christ should be loving one another with the love of God. We're even supposed to love our enemies, the Bible says, and do good to our enemies. The Bible's clear, disciples love one another. If you're not loving believers, brothers and sisters, then maybe you're not quite a disciple yet. They are recognized as disciples. Why? Because they love one another. We need to see The Father's love clearly in the body of Christ. We need to love one another the way Jesus loves us. Jesus is Father's agape son. He's his love song. Let's look at Colossians 1:13. I'm going to read from the Complete Jewish Bible. Colossians 1:13. He has rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. We've been rescued out of the world of hate, out of the world that don't know love. We've been rescued from that domain of darkness. And we've been transferred, one translation says translated, into the kingdom of his dear son. Jesus is Father's agape love. The kingdom is a kingdom of love. It's filled with the Father's love that emanates through the Son. Jesus is a source of Father's love. Father channels his love to us through Jesus. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of love. It's a kingdom of love. It's a kingdom of love. Remember, I told you now, love ain't weak. Love is powerful. Love is powerful. Love is powerful. Colossians 1:14 says this: it is through his son that we have redemption. That is, our sins have been forgiven. I said again, he that loves not knows not God, for God is love. Only those who are born of God can manifest the God kind of love. Only if you're born again can you manifest the God kind of love. And we're going to talk about that God kind of love as we close in a little bit. Our nature is one with God's nature, and God's nature is love. Our nature is one with God's nature, and God's nature is love. 1 John 4:16 says this, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version. 1 John 4:16. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. How do we know? We know because he sent his son. We have faith. We know because he sent his son. And once we know that by the word of God and by being born again, we start believing in that love. We start believing in the love of God for us. We know and we believe. We start believing in the love of God for us. Believing that he loves us, believing that God is love, believing that when bad things happen to us, that's not God. Believing that when disasters come on the world, that's not God. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. We are to abide in the love of God. We are to be motivated by the love of God. Whatever we do, it should be done in the love of God. It's the love of God that should drive us. It's the driving force of what we do. It's the driving force of how we do things. It should be the driving force in how we think, how we act toward one another, how we act to others, how we treat one another. The love of God should be the motivating factor. Let's look at 1 Corinthians. I'm going to get ready to close short message today. In 1 Corinthians 13, the first part of that, we see that human sacrifice, endeavor, and giftings are nothing without the love of God. It's nothing without the love of God. If you give your body to be burned, if you had all faith, if you could move mountains, And if you don't have the love of God, that's nothing. That's nothing. We nowadays, I used to do the same thing. Nowadays, we see people seeking after all kind of things, but you don't see many people, if anybody, hardly, seeking after the more of the love of God. How many people are fasting for the more of God, more of the love of God, to manifest more of the love of God? Not that you don't have this in there, but we're not manifesting that love of God. How many people want to manifest more of God's love? How many people want to experience more of God's love? How many people want to love others more with the love of God? With the love of God. God taught me something in this last year about his love. And we're going to do the conclusion with the love. We're going to take the love test, and it's going to be our conclusion. But God taught me something about his love. He taught me what real agape love looks like in others. I used to be concerned about, how much God loved me and knowing God's love. And that's good. We need to know God's love, and we need to be concerned about his love for us. But again, then God took me a step further. He began to deal with me about showing that love to others by allowing that agape love of God in me to flow through me to others. He began to show me what that love looks like. And I began to see that. And I began to receive what God was showing me. And I began to change in how I dealt with offense, how I dealt with people that maybe did something wrong to me or said something wrong to me or treated me in a wrong way. I started reacting in a different way because of the love of God. I started being able to not get offended. I started being able to love them with the love of God in spite of what they were doing to me. In spite of whether or not they loved me with that same love or not, I was able to start loving them in that way by not getting offended, showing grace and mercy, and loving them anyway. Not allowing what they did and what they said to influence me to go anywhere near outside of the love of God. Hallelujah. But I could stay in the love of God. And that's what the Father taught me. It was like, Ernestine, you can either get offended, you can either get hurt, or you can either love with that love I put in you. You can either give agape love, or you can allow your flesh to get offended and upset. I chose the agape love. That's the happiest route. That is the best route. Allowing God's agape love to flow through us to other people, to flow through us to people that offend us, to flow through us to people that don't understand us, to do go flow through us to people that might mistreat us or hurt us, even to flow through us to people that don't understand us, people that want to separate or do separate themselves from us, but allow the love of God, that agape love, to flow through us to that person, that unconditional love. That love that does not get offended, even that love that refused to get hurt. Because some things that used to hurt me, it didn't hurt me. Same people came, did some of the same stuff, but it didn't hurt me anymore because of the agape love of God. I had decided with God, I had decided, okay, Lord, I will love them the way you love me. And I knew I couldn't do that on my own. I knew it took the Holy Spirit pouring the love of God out in my heart in every situation and pouring the love of God out in my heart toward that person. One particular person, I made the decision to love that person in spite of whatever flaws in their character or personality and whatever was, I decided to love that person with the love of God. And it worked because it wasn't me, it was Holy Spirit pouring the love of God out of my heart toward that person. And the test was when that person came back and did some of the same stuff, it didn't affect me in the same way. The love of God was there. I wasn't hurt, I wasn't offended. But love just poured forth for that person. So I'm learning to allow the love of God to flow through me in every situation. And the more I allow the Holy Spirit to do that, the more I'll grow in that. Allowing love to be there. And when we allow the love of God to flow through, then peace can rule. Peace can't rule if we're offended. Peace can't rule if we're hurt. But if we allow the love of God to flow through us to that person or situation or whatever it might be, then peace can rule. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 13, 5. We're going to do 5, 6, 7, and 8. 1 Corinthians 5, 6, 7, and 8. And I'm looking at the New King James Version. This is a love test. We're going to take a love test this morning. Okay, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. 1 Corinthians 13, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. I'm going to say it first, then I want you to say it after me. I'm going to put my name in it. I want you to put your name in it, okay? Ernestine suffers long and is kind. Now you say it, but put your name in it. Okay, Zoom people, y'all do the same thing. Ernestine loves, does not envy. Ernestine love does not parade itself. Okay, let me do it differently. I did it wrong. Let me go back to does not envy. Ernestine does not envy, because I'm not supposed to be saying love, because not my love that does not envy. It's the good love of God. So Ernestine does not envy. Go ahead. Ernestine does not parade herself. Ernestine is not puffed up. Ernestine does not behave rudely. Ernestine does not seek her own. Ernestine is not provoked. Ernestine thinks no evil. Ernestine does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Ernestine bears all things. Ernestine believes all things. Ernestine hopes all things. Ernestine endures all things. Ernestine never fails. Amen. 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 Say that over yourself. Say that over yourself. And if any one of these, you're not there yet, that's okay. By faith, keep praying this and saying this over yourself. This is love. That's right, Lonnie. This is love. And I was thinking about how God has been teaching me up there in the fifth verse where it says, love is not provoked. I thought about Ernestine is not provoked. That's what I had to start walking in. Ernestine is not provoked. Not provoked by what somebody say or does, because of what? The love of God in me keeps me from not being provoked. Amen. Amen. And we all have to perfect all of these. God has been working these in me. He's working all of this in us. We have to allow God to work this love, his love in us. Allow him to work it in us. And then when he works it in us, it'll come through us to other people. To other people. Amen. So let's pray. Let's pray. Are there any prayer requests from anybody here? Zoom, if you have a prayer request, please text me. We're going to get ready to pray. If you have a prayer request, please text me. Please text me if you have a prayer request. Please text me if you have a prayer request. Father God, we thank you for your word today, seeing your love clearly. Oh, how we need to see your word, your love for us clearer and clearer. And your love working through us to others. We need to see how your word, your love works clearly. We need to see how your love works clearly, clearly in us, and how the Holy Spirit will pour out that love in our hearts to others. Because your love is in us. We're born again. Your nature is love. And so your nature of love is in us. That's our nature. Our nature is to love. Our nature is to love. Thank you, Jesus. It's to love. And your nature of love is in us. It's in us. It's in us. Father God, we pray for Chris. We pray for her family. Bless them whatever need that they might have right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We don't know what that need is, God, but you do. Bless them, Lord. Bless them to know you more, to walk in your love for each other more, to know your love for each other, your love for them first, and then how to walk in that love for each other, God. That same love that you love them with. That's how we're so supposed to do, God. We're supposed to love others with that same love that you have loved us with. And it takes the Holy Spirit for us to do that. Help us, Lord, to constantly take the love test and allow Holy Spirit to work that love out of us and through us that you have put in us, Lord, because your nature is in us and your nature is love. Meet every need of the Blunt family, Lord. Meet every need of every family. In the sound of my voice, God, those that might even listen to this recording later on, God bless, bless in the name of Jesus. Bless, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to say this before I stop the recording. If anybody listened to this later on and you don't know the God, because you don't know the love, you don't know the love of God because you don't know God, and you don't know God because you're not born again. Jesus came so that you might be born again, so that you might be saved. And all you have to do is believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came, he died on a cross, he was crucified, and he died and he rose again just for you. Ask him to come into your heart. Ask him to be your Lord and Savior. Ask him to forgive you of all your sins. And then believe that he did it because it's already been done. You just have to believe that you are forgiven. Ask him to come in. The moment you ask him to come in, he'll come in. And you receive that forgiveness. Confess him as your Lord. Confess him as your Savior. Ask him to make himself known to you. Ask him to manifest himself to you. Ask him to help you to know his love for you. Read your Bible every day. Pray every day. Ask him to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Find a group of believing believers that believe the Bible, that believe the Word of God, that don't believe part of us here and part of us gone, that believe the whole Word of God. And fellowship with other believers, like-minded believers that believe the word of God, that believe in Jesus, that believe in grace, that believe in the love of God, and that believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. that believes in healing, that believes in everything that the Bible says is ours. And if you want to contact us, if you're listening on the website, we have information there for you to contact us with. So we thank God for the word of God today. And I'm going to end today's message with everybody say amen. Amen.